Hello there, you clever thing, you. This lesson is all about managing money. We're going to talk about funding your business, income targets, breaking it all down, income versus expenses, and finding a system. So how the hell do you fund this amazing adventure? Well, that really depends on where you want to start. If you're a photographer, do you want to start by working from home using the camera, laptop and software you already have? Or do you want to open your own studio and gallery and launch your business that way? The costs involved in these two scenarios are vastly different, so it really does depend where you want to start. I personally bootstrapped everything for several years, and what bootstrapping means is that you are doing it all on your own, using your own strengths, asking for favors, doing everything as cheaply as possible. And I still actually do that a lot. And it really helps having skills in graphic design and photography and web development. So I don't actually have to pay for those services. When it came time to step it up with the commercial premises, which of course needed to be completely fit out from top to bottom, including the kitchen and tiling and flooring and everything, I went to the bank and I asked for money. And even then, I still bootstrapped everything. Like, we did the whole fit out ourselves, we laid the floor ourselves, we put the kitchen in ourselves. So I really tried to save as much money as possible everywhere. It makes sense then that my very non-official advice would be to start small. I wouldn't drop $50,000 on an untested idea. You need to do a lot of market research and get a lot of professional advice before getting that sort of money to invest in your business. And as a side note, when the bank gives you lots of money, it is very easy to spend it on non-essential items. So be really, really careful when you actually get the funds. So what are your funding options? You can bootstrap, as I said, do as much as possible DIY. It generally takes longer, but it costs less. You can self-invest. So you can use your own savings. Maybe you have, you know, $10,000 saved up to invest and grow your business. You could get a loan or an overdraft from the bank. Generally, loans have a set amount that you have to pay back every single month, which might be tricky when cash flow is low at times. Overdrafts don't have regular payments due, so that might be worth looking at too. Both, of course, have high interest rates, which makes your payments more expensive the more you borrow. Business grants are brilliant, but usually difficult to fit into. They usually have a very specific set of criteria you have to apply to, and you also usually have to match the funding amount, sometimes one-to-one. If you're applying for $50,000, you'll have to put in $50,000 yourself. A word of warning though, never pay a third party to find a grant for you. There are lots of websites that ask you for a $250 or more fee to find you what government grants are available. But every government grant is easily searchable on the business.gov.au website. I think those websites are a little bit scammy, the ones asking for fees. You could look for investors. So having someone else invest in your business might seem like a dream come true, but usually investors will either want to be part owners or be a board member or have a pretty big say in how the business is run. There are, of course, different types of investors, such as silent investors or angel investors. If this is an avenue you'd like to pursue, do lots of research into what it would mean for your business. You can also look at crowdsourcing, which is fantastic. Kickstarter, Possible, GoFundMe are all web-based platforms where you ask the public to pledge or donate to you, and in return you give them rewards. Usually the platform requires you to set and reach a goal amount, otherwise the project does not get funded and no one is charged any money. I actually completed a Possible campaign when I opened the Makers Hub 2 years ago, and I raised just over $7,000 to buy a kiln and a letterpress, and it was a really fun experience. But I really recommend you do lots of research into how you can best reward your pledges without too much financial or time outlay. Otherwise, you'll make a big dent into the amount you have raised, and it can just take a lot of time to send a lot of things out. So as I said, it really depends on how you want to start. Don't be put off by all these ideas that you need to go out and get $50,000 or, you know, $100,000 or even $10,000. You actually don't. In my business, I ran my own graphic design business for 8 years with just putting in little tiny bits here and there and the other, still working at my job part-time and slowly transitioned to full-time from there. So there's definitely ways and means that you can do things without outlaying a big amount of cash at the beginning. And of course, as always, it's very important to seek professional advice on any financial matters. So please, pretty please, find yourself a good accountant and also perhaps a financial planner if you want an extra layer of professional advice. Now we're going to look at setting some targets and working out what we need to do to hit those targets and how you should be tracking your income and expenses. So what I want you to do is set yourself an income target to help keep you on track with your goals. I want you to think about how much money you actually want to make from your business in 5 years' time. So cast your mind ahead. How old will you be? If you have kids, how old will they be? Do you want enough money just to restock your supplies? Or do you want to be able to afford a new car? Everyone's goals are going to be different, but I want you to think about that. The more specific you are about how much money you're bringing in and how you'll do it, and also by when, the easier it will be to make it happen. What I want you to do is go and look over your vision collage, your business vision collage that you made, and just look over it for a minute. And what I want you to do, doesn't matter if people are looking at you, don't worry, close your eyes just for a minute and cast your mind to the future 5 years from now and imagine again the income that you are making and how good you feel about it. Imagine what you can do with that money. It could be that you want to buy yourself new stuff, or it could be that you want to give it all away. You want to donate it to people, or maybe you want to set up your children financially for their futures. It's your money and you can do whatever you want with it. Now open your eyes and I want you to write something down. So grab a pen and a piece of paper. It's important to write it down and not just think about it. I want you to write down a number. And this number is the income amount that you want to be making from your business in just 5 years. It doesn't have to be profit. It can just be gross income. And I want you to make it a big one. Now, I want you to express this target in the following format. I am a successful something and I am making this much per year through something. And I want you to share this in the group. And I know putting it out into the world can be daunting or perhaps even embarrassing, but saying it out loud virtually is so much more powerful than just thinking it to yourself. And the group is there to encourage you to hit that target. So my example is, I am a successful creative entrepreneur and I am making $120,000 per year through facilitating workshops, online courses, and blogging. And I tell you what, I have a long way to go. Until that happens, like about 120,000 a way to go. But that's my goal. It's out there. And what I want you to do is aim high as well. Put a big number on it, put it down in that format and share it in the group. Booyah! Okay, breaking it down. Now we're going to do a quick task that will estimate how many items you actually need to sell in a day, a week or a month to make your target income amount. So let's say you're working part-time in another job or you're home as a stay-at-home mom or just as a homemaker and part-time in your business. You've worked out that you need an income of, let's say, $20,000 per year from your business to make it worth your time and effort. This is obviously before expenses. We're just saying the gross income amount. So let's break that number down. $20,000 per year is around $1,666 per month. $1,666 per month is around $416 per week. So let's say you make entry-level earrings that sell for $25, standard bracelets that sell for $45, and premium necklaces that sell for $60. To make that $416 per week, you might need to sell just 4 necklaces, 3 bracelets, and 2 sets of earrings in that 1 week. If you plan on doing one market a fortnight, that's only 8 necklaces, 6 bracelets, and 4 sets of earrings. So what I want you to do here is really break it down, and it's designed to make you realize that it is actually possible to make the money that you want to make. Of course, it's much more complex than that, really, but this is a good exercise to get you to see how you can start to get some income flowing. What I want you to also do is remember your income target is for 5 years' time. So it's 5 years in the future and it's not right now. So if it comes out that you want to make $100,000 and that means that somehow you need to sew and sell 50 dresses per week, which is obviously impossible, don't freak out. That is something you will actually work up to by streamlining all your processes and, of course, raising your prices, building demand, outsourcing tasks and growing your team over the next 5 years. So don't be overwhelmed if it turns out to be something like, you know, you have to sell 50 of something and you can't even make 50 of that in a week. It's a future prediction, something to work up to. We're going to look now at income versus expenses. I've got a spreadsheet for you to complete this task, so you need to download that. The spreadsheet is very simple and is designed to allow you to see realistically what your business is costing you. So it's really important not to forget your expenses. It's all very well talking about this awesome amount of income that's coming in, but your expenses can be a killer. I want you to fill in the spreadsheet as best you can. The total should all update automatically as a projection of what income you will be bringing in and what expenses you'll be incurring in about 6 months' time. More than likely, your expenses will be more than your income and you won't be making a profit, but don't worry, that's okay. You definitely don't forget about the expenses, but don't let them hold you back. It's completely normal to not actually make a profit for the first couple of years in a small business, and let's be brutally honest, I'm not. I'm definitely not making a profit at the moment, and I've had the Makers Hub for 2 years. I feel like I'm just about to turn a corner, so everyone cheer me on because I really hope that this coming year is going to be the big one where I make a profit. It's very exciting. So it is normal to freak out a little bit when you look at those columns and think, oh gosh, my expenses are so high and my profit is not going anywhere at the moment. As much as we would like to earn a profit straight away, it's just probably not going to happen because so much time and money needs to be invested back into the business on a daily basis to help it grow. What it should do, however, is give you an indication of what expenses you need to be looking at reducing and what products or services you need to be developing further or selling more of to increase your income. You don't actually need to share your income or expenses sheet with the group, but after you've done the exercise, I would like you to share with everyone one thing that you think you might focus on going forward, be it reducing a certain expense or working on increasing income with one particular product or service or perhaps something else entirely. My biggest tip is to keep track of everything, and if you're kind of a bit shit at that, which I am extremely very bad at it, hire a bookkeeper. And it's taken me this long, but I am meeting up with my bookkeeper next week and she's going to sort out my system for me, and I'm actually so relieved. As I've said in previous lessons, if it's not your genius work, outsource. Get someone else to do it for you. Otherwise, it's going to take up all that space in your brain and weigh you down. What I want you to do is find a system that suits you. There are so many accounting systems available that it can be quite overwhelming when setting up your business, especially if you have the idea that you need this one or that one to actually be successful and start stressing out about it all and getting it all set up perfectly and then thinking about the monthly costs and how you're going to keep it all together and organized. Though this does come completely naturally to some people, so high fives if that is you. I think it's really important to have systems in place for your business, but it definitely doesn't have to be the latest and greatest system or software, especially if your accounting and tax requirements are quite simple to begin with. I ran my business for 9 years just using a very simple spreadsheet to track income and expenses, with each split into several categories that my accountant recommended for me. I would simply input the details from my receipts each month, ideally, it actually was never each month, but anyway, and have running totals for each category. And your system could definitely be this simple. If you feel like you really would like something more robust, there are several options available. So I now use Xero.com, which is really great, but it has a very steep learning curve, and I would highly recommend getting help from your accountant to set everything up. Xero is actually cloud accounting, so you can access it from any computer. I don't have experience with any other software, but the two articles I'm going to link on this page are fairly in-depth, and I always recommend asking your accountant for advice, of course. I would really like you to post in the group and let everyone know what system you think you will go for the next financial year. All this managing money stuff I find really tedious. I hate bookkeeping and I hate keeping receipts and I just think it's a real pain in the ass. But it is a necessity. It is actually non-negotiable. You have to do it. You have to do your tax. And if you do leave it in, you know, receipts in a shoebox for the full year and then have to go to your accountant, it's just an absolute nightmare. So you need to stick with it and make it a habit. And again, if you can't, if you just am not getting the hang of it or just hate it, bring in some help. Get a bookkeeper or go to your accountant more regularly. Make sure that you're not taking up all that brain space with something that is driving you crazy. Of course, if you love doing it, more power to you. That's awesome. That's it for our managing money lesson. Make sure you jump onto those tasks on the page, download all the worksheets and get through them, and I will see you in the Facebook group.